You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
We got a big one tonight here, Stu Gatz.
Yeah.
Who's going to be there tonight for the show to do post-game coverage of us, either heartbroken as a show, as a region, or us one victory away from the right to lose by a million points to the Golden State Warriors in the finals?
Got the A-team, Deno. Yeah. Me and Tom.
Hey.
Chris Cody, maybe.
What? I mean, who made you the A team? I mean, why is it Roy part of the A team?
Roy's part of the hockey A team.
Oh, that's a good point.
This is over, dude.
But maybe you should better get a better team then.
Who else is going to be out there? It's going to be you guys, and I think Whittingham's going out there as well.
No,
right?
Whitty tonight.
Jeremy?
I don't like how, Jeremy will be out there. I don't like how you went me and Tom. Also, Chris Cody, man. Like, it's Amin, Tom. Yeah. There's a comma in between there and Chris Cody. Yeah. That's what it's going to be.
I think it should be Chris Cody, Amin,
well,
and Tom.
You know what? Yes. I think maybe you should hold out on this one now after that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, turn yourself instead of like to a hard maybe.
Oh, wow. Chris, he called you part of the A team, man.
He did. But no, he said the A team. Me and Tom. Also, Chris.
Right.
I didn't call the A-minus team.
I didn't go with Chris Cody.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I didn't go
I
with Stugatz. I went and. I gave you
end.
And Chris Cody.
All right. I'm back. A-team, baby.
Can I ask you guys something without betraying anything?
No.
Please betray.
You always betray when
you say always betray.
Like, no,
you
have
permission to not
to.
Betray and then betray.
How about this?
I think this time it's warranted.
You just said you're about to betray.
Listen, gang.
You don't know.
Why don't we do this?
Betraying it.
I will do one betrayal of another. And then I will do one thing that's critical of myself, in which I will get criticized as well after. Is that fair?
I feel like this is coming at me.
You should do two for yourself.
And let's hear them first, right? You should do two. One in the beginning, one the betrayal on the side.
How about I'll say the negative thing about me first, and then you guys can say, was that worthy of me betraying another?
Okay.
Yeah. I like it.
Yes. Right.
Disarm us first.
Okay. I'm getting sick of Pippas.
Whoa!
That's good enough.
It's good. I want another song, I think.
Right. Cool.
I'm just saying, it's become too mainstream. It's become too, it's everywhere. It's on everyone's Instagram post. It's just.
Somebody tweeted that there was at the Reds game last night.
It's, yeah.
Cincinnati! What?
They're bad.
Yeah, I mean, Great American Ballpark. I mean, come on.
You have arrived faster than most to plant your flag in Enough with Pepas. Like you are.
It's not enough. Look, I'm not going to say that it's not a good song. It's just a little bit too much. A little too much with the Pepas.
I mean, the media is a little to blame for this. You know, Brendan Tobin, the Jeremy Taches of the world, they got to tweet it out every single time like it's the coolest thing ever. Like, look, they're playing Pepas again. It's just a song.
Question for you guys. In the annals of Miami Heat in arena music history, rank these. Pepas?
It's annals. Fine.
Yeah. It's not.
You sure? Look it up.
Look
up at it.
Google anal.
Yes.
There's one Heat song at the top here. There's one Heat song.
What do you mean?
Don't Google that.
Oh, God!
You just left Zoom.
It's Jack White. Is it not? Is it?
It's Pepas. It's... Seven Nation Army.
That's the song. You know, that's number one.
No, wait,
for
hold on.
Always.
Hold on. The third candidate, Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight.
That's too much.
Oh, come on. You missed that. Big one. The victory song.
The heat is
Thank
on.
Thank you.
That one's good. That one's good.
The heat is on.
The thing about Peppa's, I think that they're like, okay, so like when it was Seven Nation Army, right? Well, no one knows the words. Everyone, like, you had the crowd, right? Everybody knows. And like everyone was getting into it. With Peppa's, it's like, da, 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 and then that's it. Like, everyone just, like, mumbles because no one knows the words. You know what I mean? See? It's just that. So it's kind of like...
We forgot a song. We forgot a song. Simon Says by Phil Monch. We forgot that song. That was the one that the Big Three came out to.
Dum, 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 dum.
No, dum, dum, dum.
Nope.
No.
Let's do them all together. Let's do whichever ones you guys want to rank. Let's do them together here as a show. Let's start with Seven Nation Army, and then you tell me which one felt best to you, even as Billy says, well, he's done. Enough with Peppa's.
It's too much by not an inner circle of people. You know what I mean? It's gone too mainstream. Mm. So it's kind of lost its effect on me. I've already moved on to other Fadrugal songs. You know what I mean?
But all of those songs that we just named were fairly popular mainstream songs.
Nah.
None of those were inner circle songs. Right. You think Phil Collins wrote In the Air Tonight just for the Miami Heat?
I could do without that one too, to be honest with
okay.
you.
What? The two, old. The two
ones. There's a theme here.
And so is The Heat Is On. Is that Don Henley?
No, that one's timeless.
Oh, that's a great
Don
one.
Johnson. Exactly. That's a classic. Oh, yeah. Exactly right.
Is that Henley?
Don Johnson.
It is not Don Johnson.
It's Don
Johnson.
I think it is.
It's Don Johnson.
It is.
Trust me.
No.
What are you talking about?
In the Air Tonight is Don Johnson.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
What? In the Air Tonight is not Don Johnson.
Yes, it is.
Heat Is On. Heat Is On.
No, The Heat Is On is also not Don Johnson.
Are we sure?
It's Kenny Loggins.
No.
No, wait, what are you doing just throwing in people? It's
in
Kevin
the air
Bacon.
Tonight is Glenn Don Fry. Johnson, I think.
No, The Heat Is On is what he's talking about.
It's Glenn Frey.
I messed up the Eagles guys, right? I thought I went Don Henley instead of Glenn Frey.
It's Glenn Frey.
It's not Don Johnson.
Is
on.
I stand corrected.
No, of course you stand corrected.
Why would it be Don Johnson?
He Is On is Philip Michael Thomas, I think.
Because Don Johnson. Don Johnson had heartbeat.
Yes.
I'm looking for a heartbeat.
Which is not The Heat Is On.
It is not.
It is not at all close. The Heat Is On. It's not close.
It's not close.
Heat,
no.
Heart,
I mean.
No.
Heat,
no.
Heart.
Yeah.
It's one letter.
One letter.
No.
One letter.
One letter.
Yeah.
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 No. Huh.
I got another nomination.
Oh, what's that, Chris?
Can you feel the heat down in your soul?
That's a classic.
That's Don Johnson.
All of them are lame. Don Johnson, late in his career, go look up what Don Johnson has done late in his career. He's decided to just go full typecast as a racist in every role that he's doing.
Django.
Just all of them. He's got like seven of them. He's in Watchmen. Like, he's running around. Hell, he was in a Tarantino movie. Didn't he have that scene with the Ku Klux Klan hood?
Django Unchained.
Yeah, so where he was pulling off, or they had all sorts of trouble with the hoods that their wives made. But Don Johnson has like the last seven roles have some sort of stereotypically racist role.
But he does a great job at it.
He's great at it.
It is true. Can we do this, please? Choose one here, Chris, from among as the show tries to get people fired up. It's a pretty giant game tonight for the Miami Heat. The whole season is down to best of three. Everybody's busted up, and the best defense in the league is coming in here after having embarrassed you.
It's the biggest game of the year. Like, if you're going to go to one game this year, this is the game to go to. I might even stay up until 8:30 tonight to watch it. I mean, how about that?
Really?
Dan, it is a must-win game. You cannot go back to Boston down 3-2. I know you don't like that conversation. Well, I'm just telling the audience. The Heat have to win tonight's
game. I don't like that conversation because I think the last time the Heat went to Boston.
The parquet floor.
Guys, be careful out there on that limb.
Is it still parquet?
Be careful out there on that limb. That game five of the Eastern Conference Finals is the biggest game of the season.
But you know what I'll do, right? Then everyone will say the series is over, and I'll be like, no, the Heat still got a shot. They go to Boston, they get a win. They did a game three. I mean, I'm setting up the whole thing, Chris. Been doing this for a while.
The last time they went to Boston for a game six, it worked out okay for the Miami Heat. The LeBron one that you remember. So the last time that we were talking like that, regardless, though.
They had LeBron, though.
That is true. And they had a team that had players who would make all of your award rankings, and nobody would feel disrespected by, they were not disrespected the way that this team, people are lamenting and complaining at every turn that we're talking about being disrespected. Somebody writes in here, I'm tired of this show complaining about the national coverage of the Heat when their own coverage is just, I don't know how this team is here. Stop complaining and give them the coverage you think they should have.
You don't get the show.
I feel like we've been doing that. I feel like we've been pulling pretty hard on the end of that rope. And as we head into this giant must-win game that's not a must-win game, that is the biggest of the season until the next one.
It is a must-win game, though.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Let's do Seven Nation Army together as a show. You tell me which one of these feels better and if Billy still is going to stay with his conclusion.
So are we singing it together?
No, just the music of it. You don't have to have the words. It's just like you were saying. It's not the fade out. No, it's on Peppa's their words. That. Don Johnson making pretty sure
I'm going
timber. No.
Chris, you just...
Sang Peppa's accurately?
You just threw, I think, you said Dia and Puerta. I don't know what it is. What did you say?
I don't know the lyrics. I'm just making noises. It sounded good. Come on, give me some credit.
But this
here
is what you do when everyone is hopping around. When you're jiggling at the arena, you're just making up.
Well, I'm Instagramming it, but then I'm also dancing and singing all at the same time.
You have to Instagram it and put how much time is left on the clock when it played.
All right,
today.
So do me a favor, Chris. I want you right now to use on your phone. I want this to be something that doesn't have context that gets sent out on your social media. I want you to get people fired up through you videotaping yourself, not knowing the words to Peppas, which Billy says is now overdone and became lame the moment Jeremy got a hold of it.
A little bit.
And the moment that Brendan Tobin got a hold of it, that's when all of a sudden Billy's like, you know what? I don't like this anymore. Go ahead, Chris Cody, straight into your phone by yourself, a cappella. I want you to give us...
By myself? I need some background.
All right, all right, we'll do it with you. But again, with words that you don't know and that none of us actually know.
Look up the
know
lyrics, actually. Yeah, let's do that. Let's have you sing the lyrics.
Uh-huh. You think that's better?
You no,
think
absolutely that not. You think, when have I been interested in better?
Right. That's true.
That's a great point.
All right, here we go. Pepa, agua, el pal seca, tu el mundo es festa, el de carrera acera. Pepa, agua, el va seca, telemundo, venta, así la bola deca. Papa, no!
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.